Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got Barry Hamish, writer for some of the biggest newspapers in Israel, joining us coming up in about 30 minutes. Talk about just exactly who is running Israel and some of the nightmare things they're involved in. We're talking about Myers withdrawing, thank the good Lord above. We're going to be talking about a host of other really important issues. We're taking calls. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. And I'm intrigued. We went to Art right before we ended the last hour. And his wife's been real ill, so she's got TBN on all the time. And TBN's got some great preachers on it. But a lot of them, I mean, are just pure evil, folks. I mean, I was on vacation a few weeks ago for, you know, the weekend. And so at late at night, I'd sit there and watch TBN. And one preacher would be great. The next one would be so evil, it'd blow your mind. But Art's saying that I've read articles where preachers have said this, but I haven't seen it. Where this preacher was saying, take the chip to prove you're loving and good, it'll stop the terrorists. They're already starting to say that soon Jesus will land in Israel and that he will worship him at the temple. Folks, that's what the Antichrist does. I mean, this is 2 plus 2 equals 4. This is 1 plus 1. And, regardless, let's say you don't even believe in God, which I do, but let's say you don't. Still, these people know what the Bible says. So this means clearly they believe in the devil. And they're trying to fool people. You know, they're following, you know, that script. So, Art, give us details. I mean, what preacher was it? What Hello? Exactly did he say?
Okay, Pacific Northwest time, it was last night about, in my time, 8 o'clock. Because I was walking through the living room and I heard one of them say, you know, something about the chip. And I said real loudly, I said, blankety blank, no one's getting no chips in this house. And, of course, she said, you know, you just swore. And I said, I don't give a damn, you know. And besides that, though, when I really started listening was when, you know, New Orleans got flooded, you know, some preachers are talking about, you know, helping the people and how loving. And then some preachers, all they're talking about is, you know, how the Bible says that we have laws, and that's why they have a curfew and a martial law, and it's for the people's own good. And they're talking about diseases and this, and they're totally. You got two different kinds of preachers, man. You got some that are.
I understand, sir, but I mean, let me just stop right there. Specifically, what show was it?
I don't know the preacher's name. All I know is it was last night.
What's he look like?
Oh, you know what? I don't even want to try to give a description, but it was about 8 o'clock.
Well, was it a white guy? A black guy?
I'll tell you what I'll do. Yeah, it was a white guy, but I'll watch tonight and find out, you know, who it was.
This was at 10 o'clock?
No, my time, I'm...
Yeah, 10 o'clock Central.
No, 8 o'clock.
I'm going to say again, 10 o'clock Central, and you're Pacific, that'd be 8 o'clock your time.
Okay, yeah, right about then. And
what specifically did he say?
He said that because of all the fraud and I heard him talking about the fraud thing, and I don't know if he was talking about the natural disasters or anything too.
To keep our identity safe.
And then he just said, so you know, it's gonna maybe be good, or there's gonna come a time, or something about everybody getting chipped, and that's all I had to hear.
Well, I got Pat Robertson on tape going, the chip, is it the mark of the beast? And he goes, I don't really think so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's different from going, just saying, oh, I think it's okay to, oh, we need it, oh.
It's like some of them were saying it's okay to wrestle down and take in elderly people that want to stay in their homes, even though there's a flood.
No, I hear you. I appreciate the call, Art. And if somebody who saw this could call in and tell us who it was or look in the schedule and tell me who was on TBN last night. I'll tell you who just radiates evil is that Crouch guy. Goodness gracious. How could anybody look at that guy? Just he oozes slime. And then the stuff that comes out of his mouth and that purple-haired wife of his. I mean, I'm sorry. I know some of you probably like him. I don't know. I guess...
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got Barry Hamish coming on, joining us from Israel with a report on just a host of issues, including the Israeli government radiating 100,000 Jewish children, killing the majority of them and maiming the rest. Just what governments do best is horrible killing. Let's give all our rights up to them. And, of course, Mrs. Myers, Miss Myers, is withdrawn her bid to be a new Supreme Court justice. And we're watching for the indictments. Will they be handed down or will nothing happen? They were supposed to come down 2 weeks ago. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think they're going to be indicted? Who's going to be indicted? When is this going to take place? Does it even matter? We know Bush and his people are just puppets for big financial interest. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Jeff in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good to talk to you, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, on the Washington Journal this morning, Lawrence Wilkerson, the former Powell chief of staff, was on. And maybe one of your listeners has it on tape and can play it for us. But he mentioned how he was very nervous that we were about to go into martial law. And at the same time that he was describing his evidence for this, they cut in with the story about Harriet Myers.
Oh, how convenient. So the Powell chief deputy who says that Bush and Cheney have seized control of the government He was on C-SPAN Washington Journal this morning?
That's right.
Who was he on with?
He was by himself.
I mean, he was being interviewed.
Being interviewed by one of the women. I can't remember her name.
So it wasn't Henry Lamb?
No, Brian Lamb, no.
I know. You know, I always do that. Henry Lamb's the anti-UN guy.
Brian Lamb's
the guy on C-SPAN, yeah.
I think he does Fridays for the most part. Friday mornings on there.
Yeah. So specifically, exactly, Jeff, I'm glad you called. Specifically, what did he say?
I can only paraphrase. I caught just the middle and the end of the interview, and they were just didn't even want to talk to him about the subject of martial law. Maybe we'll put out the message to some of your other listeners, and maybe someone has it on tape. It's worked out like that before for us. I've got another story. My local CBS affiliate a few months ago did a story out of Fort Drum, New York, where they were starting a project there to convert all the military uniforms to have Velcro patches. And I've started to see this on other military units outside of Fort Drum. One of the soldiers they interviewed pointed out how easy it was to take off your American flag patch if you're in an area that doesn't like Americans. And I was thinking how easy it would be to pull it off and put on a UN insignia or a NATO insignia.
No, that's
whatever.
The whole point, sir. That's why they have Velcro now. So you go under different commands, totally un-American, total global government. And that's why Michael News said no. So you were watching Washington Journal, and they had Mr. Wilkerson on, who's really been bold. And he was talking about martial law. Well, that's what Ray McGovern's talking about, chief CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush 41. That's what Ron Paul is warning people about.
To paraphrase Wilkerson, he said he was very fearful that the Bush administration was going to use martial law very soon.
Well, yeah, martial law is the end of America. Martial law is getting an actual dictator.
Yeah, we're very close. Alex, can I put a plug in for my public access TV show?
Sure.
It airs on Thursday afternoons in the Syracuse area on Time Warner Cable from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. It's called Expose and Defeat Tyranny, and I've been showing your videos for the past 3 months on there.
Well, good. Tell us more about your show specifically. When is it on?
4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on public access on Time Warner Cable in Syracuse area.
Well, good job, my friend.
You're doing a good job, Alex.
Take care and keep it up. Here's an article with Mr. Wilkerson's comments, and then there's been other aides to Bush 41 going public. Vice President Dick Cheney and a handful of others had hijacked the government's foreign policy apparatus, deciding in secret to carry out policies that had left the U.S. weaker and more isolated in the world, the top aide of former Secretary of State Colin Powell claimed last week. In a scathing attack on the record of President George W. Bush, Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson, do me a favor, instant message my producer. I told her I wanted him on a week ago, but I haven't, I guess, beat that drum hard enough. We've been real busy, but I want Colonel Wilkerson on, and I got a sneaking suspicion we can get him on real fast. Sounds like he wants to talk. So Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson, chief of staff to Mr. Powell until last January, said, "What I saw was a cabal between the Vice President of the United States, Richard Cheney, and the Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, on critical issues that made decisions that the bureaucracy did not know were being made." I'd say so, like carrying out 9/11. I'd say that's... Now it is paying the consequences of making these decisions in secret, but far more telling to me is that America is paying the consequences. Mr. Wilkerson said that such secret decision-making was responsible for mistakes such as the long refusal to engage North Korea or to back European efforts in Iran. And it just goes on and on. But I would like to talk to Mr. Wilkerson, so we'll see if that happens. We cover a couple other news items. What's that, Tess? Okay, sure. Great. We're working on trying to get some of those clips for you folks. But look at this article so they can track all the good little slaves in Nazi Germany. Can you imagine what the Nazis could have done with RFID and all your papers? Why, if you were walking down the street without your papers, they would instantly know it and instantly flag the police. Or the minute you got in your car, they'd know exactly where you went and how fast you drove and where you stopped. Oh, let's just trust the government. Our government, so what? Our government paid $3 billion to have 100,000 Jewish children microwaved by Israel. Let's just trust a government that would do that and 100 other things just as bad or worse. That's the point. Last night I was talking to some individual at a restaurant. He came over and was talking to me. And he's like, Alex, I'm a computer programmer. And I, you know, do these backbone chips, you know, the chips that are inside the cars, inside the RFID, and inside the RFID readers. And, you know, what do I have to hide? What's the big deal? I don't care. Just because it's not that you're bad, sir. It's that they're bad. It's not that you don't have anything to hide, so you go, duh, 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 duh. You know, I don't want my privacy. It's so we have freedom in this country, you numbskull. And I actually told the guy that. He started arguing with me, and I just said, look, get away from me. I'm trying to eat here. I was nice enough to start talking to you. Just leave me alone. I actually, you know, get away from me. And the guy's got this whole elaborate world because that's his job. That's how he makes $100,000 a year. And don't worry, in 6 months, some Indian will have the job getting $30,000 a year. And he'll be calling, agreeing, asking for a job. Hey, you're right about all that. Can I come work for InfoWars? We don't have two pennies to rub together? Oh, that's not true. But we could certainly be more capitalized, do more, is a more accurate statement. I don't have time for it anymore. I'm just totally and completely sick of it all. Steve in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alan.
Hi.
Hi. Saw something on TV the other day. I don't watch much television, but I watch an hour or two in the afternoon just to try to catch up on the corporate news. And they're advertising for Lockheed Martin, securing your future. And I'm thinking to myself, what product do they offer the American public?
They don't. It's a direct payoff to their own subdivision there with the media. And those payments are made by Archer Daniels Midland. And those payments are made by Monsanto, and those payments are made by the defense contractors just to make sure everybody toes the line.
But the advertising itself was really kind of creepy because they're going after young people and showing them that there's an opportunity to secure America's future in some high-tech type of command center where they're watching and they're looking down on us and they're making sure nothing happens. And I just found it really disturbing.
Yeah, I have actually seen the ad. I tried to tape it one time. It was on. I scrambled and didn't get it recording yet on the cable box or on a VHS tape. If somebody could tape that and mail it to me, it'd be great. But no, you see, it's simple. The biggest part of our economy is prisons. The second biggest part of the economy is offense, or what they call defense, double think. And they are openly greedy. And they've said, hey, we've taken over the rest of the world. We've overthrown dozens of other countries, over 50. Why not just take America over? And so that's what they're doing. And Lockheed runs the red light cameras. They put in the computers and the software for the cameras in the emergency management centers. And, yeah, then they run a TV ad where young people, don't worry, they're going to be jobs. It's going to be watching the other half of society. And, see, that's how tyranny works long term. They're going to engineer it. It's simple, where, oh, you want to get a scholarship to go to college. Well, the only scholarships we're offering, or the lion's share, are in Homeland Security. And that's already starting to happen. Oh, or in Infrastructure Protection. Oh, or in... So it's just that we're going to have tens of millions of police and spies and tattletales, as if there's not already enough of them. And they're going to have to find something to do and somebody to put in prison, so they're going to enforce all these new petty laws and all these... And it'll just be, where'd Bob go? He disappeared. He went in for re-education. I mean, is that what you're talking about, my friend?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Stay there. I'm going to let you finish out. I mean, did that make you mad to just see how scary this was?
I think about my wife and my kids and my friends. I told them all about it. I said, look at this. This is complete, you know.
Well, stay there. I'm going to let you finish up. And if you're on a cordless phone, try to get to a regular line. It just... Those cordless phones are god-awful.
Attention drivers. Poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
7 years ago, when nobody heard of biometrics, and I was getting laughed at for saying they'd be in grocery stores, just because I'd read their official plan for total control and taxation and tracking, you'd see Lockheed ads on every channel all the time. I watched a lot of TV back then. Every news show, every channel, just for years. Stopped running a few years ago, and it would just show this guy looking with pride. It was all shot in film, you know, high-quality cinematic value. A space shuttle lifting off at Cape Canaveral in Florida, and he points with pride with his finger, and the camera zooms around and zooms in on his finger, and then it biometrically scans and cuts to a scanner in a store. Now, again, folks, that's because they are selling this, the police state. And, of course, their customers aren't watching, aren't buying thumb scanners that, that watch TV any more than an ad for fighter bombers. Customers are buying that. It's to get you to buy into the mentality. So here are people that take our tax money. They get our tax money. They lobby our government to give them even more tax money and to create wars so they get even more of that money. And they're propagandizing us. And they own the red light cameras giving you and I tickets. When they got caught doing it a few years ago and got sued over, they just created a subsidiary. So, I mean, they're going to run our life, and the military is going to tax us, and they're getting rid of posse comitatus, and we're going to be a ruled people. We're going to live in a, we're going to be slaves. I mean, that's what this is all about. And a lot of people inside tyranny will decide to join it and try to serve it so they can have power over other people, and a lot of petty tyrants are going to get to have their way with you. See, that's what's so horrible about tyranny. And it's just so sad this once great country is going to be such a, just a high-tech slave grid, the likes of which the earth has never seen, unless we get the word out and say no and get the average yuppie out there to start caring about their freedom and to start getting involved. Let's go back to Steve in Florida.
Yeah, Alex, it's not just the Lockheed Martin folks. I've seen it from Boeing. I've seen it from the McDonnell Douglas Company. But I wanted to ask you real quick about the Diebold Company. I had saw something, on the net that said that they're going to be merging with the ATMs country. They're going to require a biometric identifier, like something like a fingerprint or a scan.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's hard for me to make out exactly what you're saying, but did you say Diebold voting machines are going to be merging with ATM? I don't understand that.
No. Just the actual company, Diebold, I heard, is going to be going into all the ATMs around the country.
Diebold already is the biggest maker of ATM automatic teller machines.
Right, but they will be requiring you to put a fingerprint to get your own money. That's the thing. What gets under my skin is the RFID, the lack of...
Well, where did you hear that they're going to be requiring that?
I saw it on net. I saw that they're doing that.
I got to let you go. Your phone's cutting out too bad. That is the plan. I mean, it's already going in grocery stores, already going in ATMs. And, yes, they're going to make you, quote, because of identity theft. Well, a tiny fraction of theft at ATMs, do people actually have the card and go do it? That is a tiny fraction. Most of the theft is caused by large data transfers and sales between companies or company employees at these big credit card companies and banks, stealing data and selling it. I mean, that's admitted. You can read the crime statistic reports. But they make you think it's the internet purchase. They make you think it's the person at the 7-Eleven who's stealing your credit card. And then, oh, we better surveil you to keep you safe from all of this. Again, it's problem, reaction, solution. Who's up next here in order? Caleb in Texas. You're on the air, Caleb. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Alex. I'm a big fan, first-time caller. I was wondering if you've seen on the news lately these TxDOT survey roadblocks. What they do is they'll put up a roadblock like on Highway 183 and pull everybody over and give them a survey, see how TxDOT's doing. And it's just pure, pure conditioning.
Well, actually, they're TxDOT documents that I remember seeing about 5 years ago. You see, they tried to pass a law to have checkpoints in Texas, but it failed because it's illegal, folks. And so now they just have TxDOT out there with cops stopping you on your way. And I've had friends who've been late to meetings. We almost didn't get a TV show on 3 weeks ago because Mike Hansen was stuck for an hour.
Hey, I mean, if you don't want to take the survey, you got to wait in line, pal. Even if you don't want to take the survey, you got to sit there and wait for the people who do.
But see, it's all about setting the precedent. We own the road. We go out on the major highway. We make you wait an hour. We're the boss. You're the slave. Caleb,
get used to it, pal. It doesn't matter if you're late to work, Alex. We'll all be working at Walmart here after a while anyway. They won't care.
Well, exactly. But, I mean, here's the survey. How do you like the survey? I hate it, scumbag. Officer, get over here. He's not treating the authority with proper. If you lick my boots, buddy, you get out of the car and you lick them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy-tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family worth it?
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Fact that we got loaded phone lines with a lot of callers, Bob, Peter, and many others holding that want to talk on air. So we'll get your calls early in this interview, but I want to keep Mr. Hamish for the balance of the broadcast, the next hour and 26 minutes, 15 seconds to be precise. Barry's written for, you know, all the big newspapers, most of the big newspapers over in Israel. He's written for major journals and newspapers here in the United States. He's made documentary films, done speaking tours, exposed a lot of evil, and I commend him. That's what we do here. We expose the entire spectrum of the evildoers out there that George Bush loves to talk about all day, but of course he's one of them. And he's joining us today to talk about the 10th anniversary of Yitzhak Rabin's murder, but I want to crystallize and condense for people why he was killed, how he was killed, how the Bilderberg Group controls Israel. But then I wanted to go over some of the things he's written about, how the labor Zionist founders of Israel in the 50s took billions of U.S. dollars, the equivalent of billions today, hundreds of millions a year, to radiate 100,000 Jewish children, and many, of course, most of them died, many others are maimed, 35,000 times the safe level. Now, we know they did that to some kids in the U.S. too, but it wasn't as it was more scattered and secretive. Imagine your child goes on a field trip. Oh, you're going to be checked out by the doctor, and your child dies 2 days later. I mean, imagine the evil of this. But that's what these governments do. That's why they can't be trusted. And a caller mentioned, last caller, about these checkpoints. It's all over the news, all over TV, all over the state. They just randomly shut down highways. I mean, literally for an hour, folks. You'll sit in traffic for 30 minutes, an hour and a half in some cases. We've almost not had TV shows because of it, because Mike got caught up in it. He made it like 5 minutes before the show started. And you pull through, and then they're like, you're going to answer our questions. And it's like, how do you like the roads? How do you like us? And it's all a big joke with cops looking in your car. That's how hungry they are to turn us into Nazi Germany. And we're very, very close. I mean, we're getting reports about, you know, high-level administration people talking about martial law. Bush is calling for it. Ron Paul says that they may have martial law and take over. I mean, they may declare themselves our supreme ruler. You know, Bush may set off a nuke, whatever, and just take over. And he's just a puppet. So that's why it's so important to get films. We're about to go to Barry Hamish. Like my video, Martial Law. Yeah, I got a video out called Martial Law. See, I've been focused on this. And it covers the latest police state developments, the sound cannons, the hover blimps, the FEMA camps, citizens being put in them for the first hour, an hour on 9/11, how the globalists carried it out, why they carried it out, how they did it. And then we spent a full hour on the Nazi death cult and the Thule Society and these Luciferians and Schwarzenegger and what their ideology is and how it's all controlled. You need to have martial law. Please go to Infowars.com and order it via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv where all 12 of my films, well, I guess now my new 13th film, The Order of Death, isn't even available yet on DVD. We haven't even selling it yet, but it's on PrisonPlanet.tv. And you can watch them all online, my weekly TV reports, my book, Paul Wasson's book, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. Or you can call toll-free to get copies of the films and books and T-shirts and all the materials we carry, and that support is vital to the future of this broadcast. Don't forget that. At 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100. Austin, Texas, 78704. Make great Christmas gifts, great Hanukkah gifts, great gifts, period, birthday presents, whatever. Just get them. Make copies of them if you want. Please, put them on Access TV. Get the truth out. I know that locally I saw Barry Hangers' speech he gave in, what was it, Colorado, about how they killed Rabin a few years ago. One of my friends heard that locally on Local Access, so I got a chance to see it that way. You know, this is how we get the word out. This is how we expose. It's all of us saying no. And so please get the films. Barry Hamish, thank you so much for coming on with us, my friend, and thank you for all your courage.
Yeah, it's been a few years, and I'm delighted.
Well, we're delighted to have you on, sir. I admire your research. I've come to, unfortunately, the exact same conclusions in my research. Tell us about Barry Hamish, some of the websites where we can read some of your great writings, and of course, you live in and out of Israel. You give us the current situation there, and then let's go through your awakening, and then I want you to answer this question. Why do governments, period, all governments throughout history, at one time or another, just kill their people for no reason and engage in organized, bloodthirsty behavior?
Oh, we're starting easy, are we? okay, look. The website, my name, okay, www.barrychamish.com, barrychamish.com. That takes care of that. If you want to write me, email Chamish, that's my name, netvision, one word, netvision, netvision.net.il, netvision.net.il. Okay, we got that over with.
Now, are you in Israel right now? I forgot to ask.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You said, how do we get a hold of you? I did that. Why do governments kill their people? Oh, really? Now, I'm about to do something complicated, okay? You mentioned Colorado. Yes, I gave a speech 2.5 years ago in Colorado to the American Freedom Network. They recorded it, it's a CD and all that. It's called The Dirty Secrets of Oslo, or, now get this, we're going to try and do this today. I'm going to do my best. Get ready. Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust. And that's a big mouthful. Do you want me to, do you know what I'm talking about?
Of course.
Really?
So where do you want to start? You want to talk about the Zionists helping the Holocaust along? Do you want to talk about
I wouldn't say all the Zionists.
No, but that dominant group.
The labor Zionists, yes. To my great sorrow and sadness, should we do that?
Sure, anything you want to talk about. But I mean, first, out of the gates, let's talk about something that's totally documented. Let's talk about the ringworm children, because you've done a lot of reporting on that, and of course, you've seen the film documenting, and it even aired on Israeli TV, folks.
I mean,
just to give people the idea of the type of bloodthirsty evil we're talking about.
Yeah. Now, remember, whatever I say, 99% of Israel knows nothing. Keep that in mind. The Jewish people know nothing. Okay? This is not an apology. It's a fact. We've been manipulated deeply and wrongly, and do not think it has anything to do with the Jewish people. It sure has a lot to do with something called labor Zionism. Is that okay?
It's whatever you want to do. Is that okay? Go ahead.
I think that's extremely important to differentiate between the leaders and the people.
Well, I mean, that's the way it is in every culture.
Important.
But I mean, let's get into it. Let's get into the ringworm
children.
All right,
get ready. The year is 1666. There's someone named Shabtai Tzvi. Shabtai Tzvi is the false messiah of the Jews. Imagine Judaism upside down. Imagine somebody proclaiming that he's the messiah, and half the Jewish world believe it, more than half. How that happens later on, maybe. He obviously had help, obviously. You cannot get to every single Jew from Mexico to Iran if you're just a little schmo in Gaza. He had help. Nonetheless, Shabtai Tzvi was the false messiah of the Jews in the 17th century, and he proclaimed an anti-Judaism. In other words, the Ten Commandments, the opposite is true. Do not kill, kill. Do not steal, steal. And especially, do not adulter, adulter. All this became the new Ten Commandments of the Jews. And back in 1666, somehow or another, half the Jewish world accepted that evil became good. Okay, now this is not me making it up, believe it or not, it's actual. This is fact. The Jewish world in 1666 became anti-Jewish. There were reasons for this. It's not the time. I have books. We'll go into it. But that's a fact. On June 18th, 1666, Shabtai Tzvi in Gaza declared himself the Messiah. And I am going to tell your Christian listeners, I don't believe it's an accident. June 18th, of course, June is the 6 month, 18 is 6 times 3, and 1666 we don't have to talk about, we understand that. He declared he was the Messiah of the Jews. And again, I'm going to say this, from Mexico to Peru they rejoiced. We have
Barry, your phone's cutting out a little better. Barry, are you on a cordless phone?
Are we having trouble with the line?
I'm just asking, is it a cordless phone?
No, it's normal.
It's just distorting a little bit. You might, I'm sorry to bring this, I just don't want to.
Am I talking too loud? I can move.
Yeah, I would back off a little bit.
All right, I'm backing. Is this better?
Oh, that's wonderful. Please continue.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. This is a very important background. The Antichrist, as you would know him, and as we don't, but nonetheless, declared himself the Messiah of the Jews on June 18th, 1666. Is that okay with you?
Just please continue.
Oh, good. All right. Now, we're talking about a Judaism that's anti the Torah, anti the what you would call the Old Testament, anti-religion, anti-morality. And the Jews accepted it as their new faith. The majority of Jews accepted this as their new doctrine. Now, Shabtai Tzvi was taken by the Turks, and he was forced to convert to Islam. And he did. And then most of the Jews abandoned him, but not all. There was a sect in Turkey, it's called the Donma. The Donma accepted the conversion as part of the great, shall we call it the great messianic vision of Shabtai Tzvi.
Okay, so this is the roots of labor Zionism.
That is also part of the great vision. Hello?
Yes, Barry.
Oh, perfect. In other words, this is it. Shabtai Tzvi produced an anti-religion, an immorality. In other words, okay, let me give you an example. The Jewish holidays become excuses for orgies. The holiday of Purim, which celebrates liberation from Persia, became a reason to exchange wives. Hanukkah, another liberation holiday, became an excuse to exchange wives. It became debauchery. Judaism became debauchery as theology throughout the Jewish world. This is a fact, by the way. We're not talking a fantasy. It's been hidden from history. It's been certainly.
But Barry, in the interest of time, because we got a lot to cover, can we accelerate up to this modern crew, and then we'll go back into the Holocaust and this group?
That's the whole point. Murder became not a sin anymore. Murder became, in Judaic terms, a mitzvah, a blessing. Everything in Judaism turned upside down.
So what has the response been in Israel, Barry? What has the response been to the story of the radiation, the radiating of 100,000?
Really jumping. The radiation was an experiment of the Shabtaim. Now listen, I'm going to use terminology. I have to start slow. There's no choice. I'm certain your readers and your listeners and so forth have never really understood the Sabbatean. And again, another term. Sabbatean means followers of Shabtai Tzvi. I'm certain your listeners, most of them, have never heard this terminology. So I'm starting a bit slow, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, I've heard you do a few other interviews, so I've also read it in the last few years. So I'm familiar with quite a bit of it myself. But and the audience knows probably a little bit more than you think.
Really?
Yeah, I just want to specifically get into, because we have the admitted labor Zionist own documents where they say one cow in Palestine is worth more than all the Jews in Europe, you know, where they thought Hitler was good for driving the Jews out. All of that's important, and I'd like you to go over that. I also like to talk about radiating the 100,000 children, and I want to get into how they killed Yitzhak Rabin and why.
Boy, boy, we're taking in a lot, actually, All right, the fact of the matter is that Judaism became perverted. And it's not a simple background, but if you know it, I guess we can go into these things. All right, the radiations, should we just jump?
Yeah, let's just jump to the extension of this group 400 years ago now grows into the labor Zionists who supported Hitler to try to get this state. Now they've got it. What do they do? I mean, this goes right to the heart of, and this is admitted, folks, right to the heart of how much they hate Jews.
Boy, you don't want to go through Adam Weishaupt and the meeting with Mayor Amschel Rothschild.
Sure, go through that if you'd like, yeah.
Oh, please. No one's going to believe this if I just jump. Do you think anyone's going to believe
that? Well, like you said, go ahead,
an entire
Barry.
Population of children, if I don't give the background.
Well, it's admitted. I mean, it's in major newspapers. I don't.
Oh, it's admitted, all right. Admitted is. Let's just put it's been exposed, and for me in my life, it's not just a matter of news. I'll give you an example or two. My landlord, a lovely lady, she was radiated. She's given me her own testimony. The lady at the supermarket, who has, you know, very little hair. What happens when you radiate a person's head is their hair falls out and never
recovers. Yeah, it kills the fast-growing cells.
Yes. These are day-to-day life. These are facts in Israel. These are day-to-day facts. People of my age who happen to have come from the lands of the, the Middle East, we call them Sephardim. We'll call them Sephardim for your purposes.
Stay there, Barry Hamish, joining us from Israel. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. And later we're going to put the phones up so you can talk to Barry. Stay with us. Got a full hour and 9 minutes left in transmission.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69 or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
In Israel, and of course written for major publications here in the United States, and his research on the murder of Yitzhak Rabin. We could spend 2 hours just on that, but later we will give you a condensed overview of what really happened and some of the key pieces of evidence. And I know Barry's frustration. He wants to give you a million pieces of evidence, and I've read, you know, dozens and dozens and dozens of his articles over the years, and it just meshes with my information. So he wants to go over all of that, and I understand, but we do have time constraints. Let's hit a little bit more of the history, how this got set up between Rothschild and the globalists. and then and the Illuminati, all of it, folks. And this is real. And then we'll get into the founding of Israel and what they did during the Holocaust and some of how they radiated the children. But jumping ahead, then we'll jump back, you know, kind of like those movies where they jump forward and backwards. Let's finish up, though, since we got into the radiating the children. They'd say, you're going to get an exam. You're going to get a fungus exam. You're going to get to a doctor's appointment. And then they would radiate them. And, of course, many of the children, tens of thousands, died. Thousands are still alive since this happened in the 50s and early 60s. And now it's come out. I mean, this just shows the type of evil we're dealing with. Barry, please continue.
All right. Now, here's hoping that you hear me well now.
Yes, you sound better. Thank you.
Okay. Now, from the years 1949 to 1956, 100,000, by the way, the figure is more like 110,000, children from they're called Sephardim, that means from the Middle East, were taken out of their classrooms and told that they were getting ringworm eradication treatment. What happened is that their heads were shaved, a marker was taken over their now bald skull. The marker divided the skull into about five or six separate areas, and they were irradiated with X-rays, gamma rays, 35,000 times what's permitted today, or was ever permitted. And they were given blasts of gamma rays through their brains. Over 110,000 young children from the ages of 3 to 11. Not a race exactly, a people. Mid-Eastern Jews were blasted with deadly doses of X-rays. The X-ray machines came from the United States, from the U.S. Army. There was a deal cut, an awful, horrible deal. Believe it or not, okay, I'm saying this, believe it or not, they wanted to see the effects of atomic radiation on one people. And they chose the Sephardic children of Israel to see what happens when you blast their brains with 35,000 times the permitted amount of gamma rays.
Why is stuff like this always happening to Jews? It's just...
because of the Sabbateans. Now, this is, we started this show, and I tried to explain to you that evil took over Judaism. And so few Jews understood that they had been infiltrated. They had been taken over. That their leadership became, okay, I'm not kidding you when I say the word, all right, devil worshippers. I'm going to say it.
Well, Barry, I've snuck into Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones. Look, I know at the top you find Zionists and Nazis, devil worshippers. That's all I've ever found in my research. Every time I kick down another door and get deeper, that's what you find behind every hidden door.
Now, remember, there were two branches of Zionism. There was the labor Zionists. These people founded Israel. And without a doubt, in 1933, they cut a deal with the Nazis. It's called the Transfer Agreement.
Stay there. We're going to talk about it all. We're going to let you go back through some of the history with Weishaupt and Rothschild. This is all very important. Then we'll take your calls. Folks, this is totally documented.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks.